Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, ordained minister, and good all-around girl, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Hello and welcome everyone to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join in with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and, with a little luck, some wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the seekers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We go by different titles, labels, names, if you will. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeyers, light workers, light bearers, light energy, spiritual empaths, spiritual intuitives, and that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Deb Schiller, who is in the chat room, she is the co-host tonight. We welcome you, and, by the way, Jen Young, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you would like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. Don't wait too long because the list does fill up. Deb can answer any of your questions. She's the one you have to IM if you really want to get an answer because I don't multitask well. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to learn more about that amazing man. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and Jen Young can be found at www.jenyoungsite.blogspot.com. Before we, though, get into readings and all sorts of other wonderful stuff, I want to share with you some very special shows that I highly recommend to those who are seeking spiritual surroundings and spiritual energy and those that have what I consider an amazingly wonderful energetic that is worth your listening to. With so many shows on BTR, sometimes it's hard to decide where to share your time, where to invest yourself. And these are shows that I love and that I frequent often because of the quality of the material and the spiritual energy that they radiate. I want to also kind of add another caveat here. I haven't actually listened to every show on BTR. It's a mammoth quest, and I frankly am not what I would call a qualified reviewer. These shows are shows that I have listened to, that I like very much, that I appreciate the people who are running the shows and the guests that they have. And to me, for me, they are quality spiritual people. Doesn't mean there aren't others out there. It just means that probably I haven't had a chance to listen to their shows. And I'm sure there are tons out there. But I know how overwhelming it can be to try to figure out where to spend your time. And these are shows that have really super people on them. Spirit of the Radio is on Sundays, and I'm not sure about the time, but that is a show with the lovely Ray Booker and medium Samantha May, and both of them have been guests on the show here. They're both amazingly wonderful. They're British mediums, and they have such a wonderful energetic between the two of them, and the information they give and they share is wonderful. Spirit of the Radio. Then you have, of course, the phenomenal Renee Richards. Her show is Psychic Medium Renee Richards, and that's on Blog Talk as well. And I believe she's on Tuesdays and Fridays. She has, you know, some of the most amazing talent I've ever seen or experienced. She can pull names out of a hat, and I mean, tell you what size the hat was. She is phenomenal and an amazing woman, and as sincere and genuine as they come. Every night on Blog Talk Radio from 10 to 12 Eastern Time, and if I know a time, I'll give it to you Eastern-wise, is Curious Times. And that is a show where I love to go, and I just sort of like to let my hair down there. I am the regular guest there on Sunday nights, and it is a phenomenal show. She has a variety of people that come on. She is compassionate and an amazing lady with a phenomenal sense of humor. She opens her show up to people who are just getting into the field, and she lets them try their wings. She has open mic night often, and she has an amazing, compassionate, empathetic sense about her that allows people to really try their wings out without being afraid they're going to fall flat on their face. Nobody has ever fallen flat on their face there. Then Christina Nelson and Solana have their own show. It's called Paranormal Psychic Radio with Solana and Christine Nelson. And I'm not sure what the regular time and day is going to be for that one, because they've only had one show, but it was really super. So I would definitely check that one out. Then there is Bite Radio Me. That's with Robert, and he has amazing people on that too. I think he's on Monday nights, but I'm not positive. Heavenly Whispers is the Reverend Ann Rose's show, and I'm not sure what time and day she's on. I know she's traveling, so she may have different times than she's had in the past. On the Wolf and the Bear Network at 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights, you have Ken Quiet Hawk's Hawk's Nest, and that is a show of, I love it, it's a show of the 30s and 40s radio programs that a lot of us do remember from when we were very, 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 very young. And they're amazing. And his wife, his partner, Deborah New Moon Rising, has her show on at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays. And that's called Mama Moon. On My Mind with Mama Moon. And she, again, is an amazingly wonderful spiritual person. Their shows they radiate love. It's such a pleasure to be in the presence of people like that. And we can't forget Corrine DeWinter, the Purple Plate Lady. She sells and among other things the Tesla Purple Plates, and that website is www.purpleplate.com. And her show is Supernatural Radio. I'm not positive about the time that it's on, but it as well is one of those shows that I do highly, highly recommend. I know it's a lot. I've posted all of these shows on the show page, so if you want to check them out, you can do that. They are absolutely, absolutely worth going to, worth looking into. You're going to meet amazing people who are genuine, sincere, And as far as I'm concerned, spectacular. And I just want you to know that you know, I will add people as I am reminded about them. I am trying very hard to keep up with everything. Every time I think my list is complete, it of course isn't. But I will do my best to keep you posted when I discover shows that I think are fabulous. And please, you know, do it. If I haven't mentioned a show that's a favorite to you, for heaven's sakes, mention it to me so I can put you on my list, because I'm always open to promoting shows that have, you know, a sincere spiritual energy. These days, everybody's a light worker and everybody's a Reiki master, and everybody's a medium, and everybody's a psychic, and you know, it's kind of like shoes. There are different sizes, and there are different qualities, and of course everybody is psychic. But it's a matter of what resonates to you personally. And so all I've done is put out to you those shows that resonate to me. And if you want to check them out, and if they don't resonate to you, then check them off your list and you know, turn to another channel. There's certainly a tremendous variety out there, and there's a lot of wonderful stuff out there. So you know, I think that it's and it is trial and error. That's why I put out the ones that I recommend, so that at least you'll notice that there will be the same people in the chat rooms, and you'll get to know the same people that come to this show, because the people that come to this show do sort of frequent all of the shows that I have mentioned, I do believe. At least most of them do. So it's a safe haven. It's a place to go. Curious Times is always a great place to go to get informed. You'll be informed for sure. I'm not quite sure what of sometimes, but you are informed, you know, nonetheless. So my guest tonight is Jen Young, and I met Jen Young through Ray Booker and medium Sarah May. And I am so delighted and grateful to them for introducing me to her, because she's charming, she's wonderful, she's insightful, she has amazing talents, and she always comes up with very unique thoughts and answers. She is definitely not what one could call the average anything. She's not run-of-the-mill either. She has philosophies and insights that sometimes blow your socks off. And it's a very, very gentle, gentle, gentle energy that she emits. And yes, Chris, I always compliment you, even if you're not here, because I know you have spies. And that was said in jest. Okay, I'm going to pull Jen on. Hi, Jen. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much, Barbara. And you do make me laugh.
Yeah, well, last night I got a little wonky, but...
Oh, you were funny last night. That was great.
Chris does that to people, you know. She's kind of just, you know, oh, what the heck, you know.
I know, you sort of find yourself saying things you didn't really expect yourself saying, and Chris just gets us going.
Well, maybe I can just say I channeled what I said, and therefore I'm not responsible, maybe.
No, you have to own it. Come on.
You know, it's really, I've noticed that a lot of people who are out there and say they are, you know, full trans mediums and stuff like that, they will say, oh, you know, I don't remember what I said. And you know, I can't imagine anyone wanting to turn their body over to a spirit and not have control, or at least be listening to what is coming out of their mouth. I find that difficult to understand. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm finding it difficult to believe that it does. I'm hedging my bets both ways.
Hedging your bets. You know, I find it difficult to remember every last thing that, every message that we tell people. I really do. I couldn't recall. You know, it's not for me. It's not, you know, whatever. I don't remember it. And I don't think we're expected to. If we remembered everything, I mean, we'd be one of those people that remember You know, I think Mary Lou Henner actually is one of those people that remember every single minute of every day for all of her life. And that has to be extraordinary, and that is something that really is something that she has gotten used to. When we channel, or when someone channels or whatever, yeah, we know what's going on. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, gotcha.
if you're gonna turn your body or mind over to someone else, you better be doing some psychedelic drugs, baby, because that's not cool.
Well, you know, I will admit I don't remember everything I say to everyone, but every now and then someone's voice will trigger something, and I will know I've read them before, and I will have a glimmering of what I've said. When I used to do the Renaissance Festival in New York State, we had 23,000 people there a day. Now, I didn't read 23,000, but I found that over the years I will remember a face. I won't remember the name, but I will, as we get into a reading, remember, you know, pieces of the reading, you know, things that I've already said to that person, or you know, I can remember one lady I read every year, and just once a year, but you know, there are people that just, you know, burn themselves into your memory. She would sit down, and the first thing I would say is, "How's your son's snake?" Because her son had a pet boa constrictor that ran loose in the house. And it gave me the creeps. So her I remembered. And
no, I get that.
It blew me away that she was very comfortable with this, you know, boa constrictor crawling around the house. Of course, they didn't have any rats, but, you know, that's a high price to pay. Yeah, exactly. So you know, there are strange and unique people that you know, you do remember. And of course, here on BTR, you know, there are frequent flyer readers, you know, they're reader runners. And so, you know, you sometimes, if you have the time to spend a great deal of time on Blog Talk Radio at any given day, you'll find those same people on possibly three or four shows. That's why there's a new policy here on Nightlight. You can call as many times as you like. That's no problem. Having you call in every week, every whatever, absolutely fine and wonderful. However, there is no such thing as a general reading anymore. If you call in and ask for a general reading, I'm going to pass you by. You have to have a question or an area you want us to address. A general reading means, geez, I have nothing better to do with my time. Let me waste yours. And that's not why Jen's here. That's not why I'm here. That's not why any of the other, yes, let it rips are okay. I will do let it rips. But that's not a general reading. But you know, to call in and just say, give me a general reading, that says to me that you really had nothing better to do with your time. There was nothing on your mind. There was no reason you were calling a psychic. You just wanted to get your time on the radio. And that's okay. You can do that in other shows. But not here, because we really are here to address whatever issues you have going on in your life. We'll give you as long as we need to give you, and we'll give you backup, and we'll support you, and we'll do all sorts of wonderful stuff. And I'm not saying you have to have a problem. You can call in for a past life. You can call in to ask all sorts of questions and issues about work, about romance, about growing your garden, about fairies, about elves, about full moons, about dragons, about elves, about arthritis, about bursitis, about sinus conditions, about hair loss, anything. But if you say general reading, I will hang up on you. Now, I'm sure not everybody heard that. So I'm going to reiterate it a number of times here, and I won't hang up on somebody, but I will pass on to the next person and come back and see if you have a question, because people do call for help, and that's why we're here. That's why we give away our free readings. We want to help people. We want to share our energy. We want to share our gifts. A general reading is not asking us to do anything and stretch and grow. It's just asking us to feed your ego, and that's not why we're here. So, if that's okay with you, Jen, but you don't have a choice because this is my show. When you have your own show, you can make your own rules. But if you object, that's okay, too.
Oh, you make me laugh. No, I quite agree with you. I mean, people phone in, and I think part of the problem is they get all flustered, you know, and then they, because it's live air,
yeah,
perhaps they're a bit afraid and fearful holds them back from saying, asking the question they really want to ask, which is really too bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to know about their love life. I had this conversation with someone this weekend. You know, ask about your love life. But things are going to fall into place, number one, when they're going to fall into place. We could say, when am I going to be loved? You're going to be loved all of your life. Ask a specific question. You can be loved by your cat, your dog, your horse, or whatever, your parent, your sibling. When will you have someone to love you? Be very specific of what you want, of what you're asking for, because you will be given it.
Oh, yeah.
And put it down. You know, it's funny. I pulled a book out, and I'm so glad you said this, because everything is very synchronistic. And I looked in the front of it, and it has my list of intentions, and one was nature walks to provide peace, serenity, and grounding. Well, what am I doing now is I'm walking across this big mountain daily, and it is for peace, serenity, and grounding. And I totally forgot I'd written that down. And it's like, wow, I wrote it down, and I'm getting that. And that's, you know, that's incredible. That's, you know, you said that tonight, you know, don't ask for a general reading. I said that this weekend. Be very specific about what we're asking for. You know, we can get what we want. We're all able. So just be specific. And, I want a tall, dark, handsome guy, or a blonde fellow, blue eyes, you know, whatever suits us. It doesn't have to be, you know. We all have something in our minds.
Yeah. Oh, And you know, another caveat here, though, too. You know, please understand, we have 5 to 6 minutes tops with each person. So, but normally, if you're going in for a reading with anyone, the best way to get the best information that you need to know that your spirits want you to hear is to say, give me what spirit wants me to hear. That way the medium is not aimed in one direction and can give you whatever information there is there that is appropriate for you. But you've got an hour at least with that medium so that, you know, you have a lot of time that you can evolve into different aspects of your life. Here we're really pressed for time, and we want to give you as good a quality as we possibly can. So, you know, that's the plan anyhow. Let's see how we stick to it, and let's see how long it takes for somebody to ask for. I'm sure it's going to come up.
Chris just said, I want a tall, dark, handsome guy to bring me $1 million and then leave. Be careful what you ask for.
Yes, you never know. I mean, that could happen. But since she hasn't called in for a reading, we won't be able to give her an answer tonight. Okay, we've got Eric here. Hi, Eric. How are you doing tonight?
Hanging in there. I'm actually kind of not quite sure how to feel, and maybe when I'm asking my question, you'll understand why.
Okay.
It has to do with my job situation. Today I found out that I knew that my company was getting acquired and there was a process of going through that, and today I finally found out how that was going to affect me. And it affects me in that I found out that I have 3 months left with the company and severance after that. And I'm wondering if you see anything about my future employment.
I do, and I have to say congratulations. Because it was time for you to move on. And so I'm finding here, I feel that you were limited where you were, that there wasn't the upward mobility. You didn't have enough upward mobility there to grow and to stretch and to expand your expertise. I'm feeling that I know that there's panic in you. I can feel that. But I really, really strongly feel that this is going to move you into new directions. I feel that by August you're going to have crossed a threshold, and it feels like there are at least two, if not three, offers in new directions for you. I'm so excited for you. This is such an exciting thing for you because you finally get to step out of a rut and into a place where you can make your own pathway. And this is just such an exciting, wonderful time for you. You know, you're going to put your nose to the grindstone, and actually I have to tell you, I think that they may try to hire you back. I'm just hopeful that by the time they try to hire you, before you actually have left, that you have found something else, because I think moving on to something else is a very exciting thing for you. Jen, what are you getting?
Actually, I love this. I actually really, really love this, Eric. This happened to a good friend of mine. He was, the company was, he was downsized, offered early retirement, whatever. Given 3 months, he didn't know whether to take the early retirement, a new job. He didn't know, and he felt pretty much the same way as you did. The day before he had to make a decision, what he had to do, a new offer came in. So he took his early retirement, put everything into RSPs, took the new job offer, took the bonus, and away he went. And it's been pretty good for him ever since. And so I think this is, it's almost like when you said this, wow, it's like deja vu. As you asked this question, I flipped over this card that's on my table, and I don't know why it's still sitting here. It's a gift card. I flipped it over, and it fell face up, facing me, and it says gift card. So I know this is a good thing for you. This is going to happen, and I see it within the 3 months time span, like Barbara said. Take your time. You know, I'm going to say play your cards right. Like this is going to be a very good thing for you. I know it doesn't feel like it at the moment. It's, you've got that apprehension, fear feeling. Change it into desire. Please do that. This is going to be a very good move for you. And you are going to be acquired. You are going to be acquired. So this
That's
is very good.
Way to put it. Do you think I'll be able to stay in my area?
Oh, I think so. I don't see you moving anytime soon.
No, I don't either.
Okay.
May I ask, what do you do?
I'm a software engineer.
Oh, no, you. This is so exciting for you. I think you'll stay in the area you're in, but I do feel that because I know you guys don't have to travel any place because you have the internet. But and I'm only sarcastic about that because it gives me fits every day. But I do feel that there is travel coming up for you. So I'm not sure it's business related or not, but I do feel that August, September, there's a trip of some sort that is work and pleasure related. So
the company that bought my current company is based in California, and they did say that they, you know, could theoretically hire from within that company, but it would probably be outside the area if they did that.
Do you know what telecommuting is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think you'll Yeah, I somehow telecommuting really hits me full frontal face for you. And how many kids do you have? Do you have kids?
No, no kids, never married.
I get kids for you. Do you have kids around you? This is weird. I don't care about weird.
No, I mean, maybe I've always thought one day, maybe if I ever met the right person, someday I may have kids, but no, no, I don't, not usually around kids.
I'm getting kids for you. Sorry.
Okay. Do you play, Okay. I'm seeing you designing games.
Yeah, cheats games, Blizzard games or something.
Yeah. Do you do that at all?
No, I've been working in library software systems.
Okay, I'm seeing you designing games. And this
like
may be
new games?
Like online games, like I don't know. You know,
do you know who Blizzard games are? Sorry, Barbara.
No. No,
yeah.
I don't know who Blizzard games are.
Does Blizzard know what
Farmville and Warcraft and
Warcraft
Bubble
is
Saga.
Blizzard games. Warcraft is Blizzard games.
Okay. Oh, Wizard games. I thought you said Lizard games. Oh,
no.
Okay.
Blizzard. I think that's Blizzard, isn't it?
Oh, Blizzard with a B. That's
Canadian
accent.
I know
about Blizzard.
Okay, well, I'm seeing you, and I don't think that that's initially what you're going to do, but while you're in this kind of flux, go outside your box and start playing with the stuff that you do. I mean, you're really good at what you do, but you need to have something you can play with, and I don't think you have that yet. And I'm seeing computer games. So you may well, you know, just in your spare time, play with something that gets picked up and gets, you know, I think you have a strong possibility of having your whole career shift and change over the next 5 years.
Well, it's going to shift somewhere for sure within 3 months.
No, big time. You're in what you're going to do 3 months, you're going to put food on the table, keep a roof over your head, and clothing on your back. I'm talking about exciting stuff, fun stuff that you can play with, because, you know, you don't play much. So, you know, I really want to send you out and make you play, but I don't think you know how right at the moment. So, you know, let's get you into another job, and then I want you to really call back so I can talk to you about, you know, the joy of creation and stuff like that. You don't have to do games, but I do see you playing, and in the playing becoming part of creation, and in the part of creation bringing people who are amazing into your life and shifting and changing your whole perspective. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, this is a perfect time for you, Eric. It's just a perfect time. And it's going to be great. Okay. It really is.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Me too. I mean, and if it was going to suck, I'd have to tell you that, but I don't really, it's not. And you know, I would have gone another direction, and I would have made it seem really cool that it sucked, but this doesn't. It looks like it's really fabulous. Okay?
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, and do call back. I mean, I'm here every Wednesday night. Is this Wednesday? I'm here every Monday and every Wednesday night almost. I'm around.
Okay, yeah, I'll certainly call in the future.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Can you believe that? I forgot what day it was.
Oh,
you know,
my.
I spend so much time on the radio. But well, last week, with the holiday and everything, I was hanging around on Monday thinking, oh, I have to get ready for Chris's show. And then I suddenly looked at the clock. I said, oh, I got plenty of time. It's only 8 o'clock. And then I realized I had an 8 o'clock show. So sometimes you just lose track of time when you have no real structure to hang your life on here. Okay. We've got Lena in Florida. Hi, Lena. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. How are you doing, Barbara?
doing well. How can we help tonight?
Well, I am in a transition right now. In fact, I'm living in a hotel because I am without a place to live. I'm trying to look for a job so I can find a place to live, and I'm just, like, really going through some anxiety right now. So I want to see what you see about my job situation and possibly find a new place to live, because I can't stay in this hotel. My sister can't keep paying.
Okay. What is it you do? What kind of job is it you're looking for?
I mean, I'm applying for everything. I'm applying for nanny, companion, waitress, administration, bookkeeper. I mean, I've done a lot. I have a lot of experience. I can go in different, you know, different avenues if I have to. So I'm not really that picky right now. You know, I know that sometimes you have to have a stepping stone.
Right.
I did have a companion job last week, but it didn't work out. I worked there two nights for a lady, and she was absolutely horrendous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm seeing you. The card that falls in the center of the spread that I put out for you is the Golden Rule. So whatever you put out there, whatever kind of energy you put out there is going to come back at you. How long have you been in the hotel?
I came here Friday, but then I was home. Before that, I was homeless for a month. I was living out of my car.
I've been
without a home for 2 years. I've been without a home for 2 years. I've been living with different people, family. Nothing has been working out.
Okay. It does feel that by July, now I know that's a couple weeks away, but by July, I see you set free and things changing for you. There's a birth of a new aspect of yourself. There's Phoenix rising energy here. I do feel that the month of June seems to be a time where you're sorting things out, where you're sort of looking for and finding new directions. I think what I'm seeing here is two, possibly three part-time jobs that make up a full-time job so that you're going to be able to manage. And have you looked at things like pet sitting and walking pets and things like that?
I've looked in companion work, I've looked babysitting, I haven't looked in pet sitting, but, you know, I mean, I'm applying for everything, waitress. I mean, I'm going to drop the application off tomorrow. I mean, I'll do anything at this point. Like,
okay, well, go to the local vet offices. They all have bulletin boards, and put up a thing, you know, for pet sitting, for pet walking, and things like that. People are always, especially, you know, in places like retirement villages, and you're in Florida, so that's retirement state almost. People are often looking for people who can come and walk their dogs for them, you know, once a day, twice a day, or whatever. Or if they're traveling, somebody who will go in and feed the cats and scoop the poop and stuff like that. I keep it to the warm, fuzzy ones, you know, the warm-blooded animals. I don't think I would be inclined to take care of something that was cold-blooded. But it is a field that is, you know, expanding greatly because so many people have pets to keep them company, because sometimes it's better to have a pet than it is to have a person in your life. So, Jen, what are you getting?
Oh,
Jen?
Sorry about that. I muted. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I muted my microphone. What I'm getting is that I see light at the end of the tunnel for you. So your circumstances are going to change. I really like the idea of the pet sitting. What I also get is that try the recreation centers, because a lot of times they have, I know up in my area, they have opportunities for a part-time help with recreation and activity facilities. that are they ask for facility workers, and I'm not sure if they have that down in Florida or not. You could also try house sitting. I don't know if they have that. That could be an idea. I'm at a loss as to why someone hasn't hired you, and that I'm not sure, Lena. Is there a medical problem or a medical issue with you?
Right now, I do have I have an infection going on, but I mean, it wouldn't stop me from working. I wouldn't declare myself disabled. It's just something that's got to clear up.
So, if there's a medical issue, I'm not sure that that's going to impede you or not. That's the only thing is I'm picking up that there was a medical issue. And I'd be just, I'd caution you with making it worse. So I don't know about your medical insurance down there or if you have it. I would just caution you.
No, I don't have any insurance.
So, but what I get is the recreation centers and to see if they can hire you with any senior activities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've looked into that or not.
Yeah, I have worked in assisted living facilities before, but not in that capacity.
Okay, well, getting your senior centers and stuff like that and putting stuff up on bulletin boards and speaking to whoever the administrator is and telling them that you're available to work. The pet sitting, the house sitting, the pet sitting for people who go away is not only does it give you a place to live, but it also, you get paid to live in somebody else's house and take care of their pets. I heard you had a dog. Do you have one or more?
No, I don't have any dogs.
Oh, I heard a dog barking.
No.
Or was that you, Jen?
Oh, that would be your dog, Garth.
Oh, my dog, Garth. Dog. Okay.
No, that's
okay,
my dog. It barked. Sorry. That's why I muted it.
Okay. So, taking care of people's pets when they go away doesn't sound, exciting or anything like that. But believe me, it pays well. And it does give you a place to stay. And lots of people, need a service like that. I have 7 cats. I have to find someone who will cat sit for me when I go away. And I'm not the only fanatic out there. So hit vets especially because they'll know who have a lot of pets. And those are bulletin boards that people will look on before they'll look in a grocery store or in the, in the newspaper. And sometimes vets need interns to take care of the animals over weekends and in the evenings and things like that. And while it's not exceedingly well paid, it isn't minimum wage either. So that might be something else you might look into. I think for some reason it feels like you really resonate well with animals. So that I kind of want to send you in that direction too.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really thought about that, but I will look in that direction. I haven't. So you think I have to go another month being homeless before I get a place to live?
Well, I think it's going to. It feels like the end of this month, and I know we're just in the beginning of the month, but by the end of the month, it feels like you have enough so that you are able to have a place to live. Have you looked at the? Yeah, I'm do the local Ys have room?
No. I mean, we don't even have shelters here. They're halfway houses, and there's waiting lists, and there's, they're overcrowded, and I heard people steal from each other. That's why I went to live with my car. It's just I was living with people that were stealing from me, and, friends before that, I was living with my niece for 18 months. That didn't work out. My sister kicked me out of there, and then now she's paying for a hotel room for a whole week because she don't want to see me living out of my car because my ankles were filling up with fluid from sleeping in a 100-degree car.
Yeah, that's not good for you. Well, try these other suggestions because I really and it's only Monday, so that you know by the end of the week you may well have found some stuff, and you know call back for more suggestions if that doesn't pan out. I do feel that you're going to have, you know, several part-time jobs that will give you enough money to make it able for you to be able to find lodging for yourself. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Leanne.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's sad.
That's very sad.
Yeah. I wish there had been more we could have given to her. And I do have her number. And if anybody thinks of any other suggestions, you know, pass them on to me. I'll pass them on to her, because you know, any help that we can give her, I would love to do that.
I just know that the recreation centers up here look for different activity workers during the summer months, and it's a good way to. You know, make a few extra dollars and to be employed for a while. I think it's a great way to utilize skills and abilities no matter what the age. And it's a way of sharing talents, you know, and getting out. So,
yeah.
And I don't
know. I know that there are jobs out there, so I'm very confused as to why she hasn't found anything. and sometimes maybe they don't give us the entire story, but I find it she should have been able to find something. But,
yeah, I picked up on something medical, and I don't know what it is, and I'm afraid she's just fearful of telling us. So, you know, blessings to her.
Yes, we'll keep her in our prayers, and we'll hope that I do see stuff happening for her. I do see, you know, a lot of little jobs that you know kind of equal a big job, and sometimes that's a lot more fun too. I know it can be scary though, and especially if you don't have, if you don't have that stability, it can be very frightening. And I've never had to live in my car, and I'm very grateful for that. Okay, let's move on to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. Thank you, Barbara.
Good. How can we help?
Okay. My friend next door and I, we share a duplex, and it was foreclosed upon. And we decided what we were going to do is we were going to join our earnings and we would look for a house together. I have two children and a dog. He's got a dog, so it seemed well. We're really having a hard time finding a four-bedroom. But we happened to find one today, seen lots of great pictures. It looks promising. We already what do you call it, when you do the online application and send the money, you know, for their the property place, and we're going to look at it tomorrow. But even though we've seen all the pictures, it looks almost perfect. Are you guys picking up anything positive for us finding a place?
How much money did you send?
It's $75 per adult just for them to run your credit and to make sure that you're, what do you call it?
Not a deadbeat.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, so they can discover that we're not a deadbeat and that we don't have any prior evictions or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I see you signing legal papers this month, so I would say it looks really, really good. I just Chris in the chat room, though she's not psychic, you know, has a, she says it sounds like a scam. Where was this ad that you saw?
In Craigslist, but the place. That we did it, it's local and it's very reputable, and that's why I did it. It was not like, you know, some faraway place. This is actually buildings that I've seen before. I mean, a realtor's office that I've seen. So it's a reputable office. It's just that I didn't want to have to waste a half a tank of gas, so we just did it this way.
Okay, I know.
When we were going to go ahead.
I know they have to run a credit check on you, and so that's been $75 is not a horrendous amount of money.
No.
I do see you signing legal papers in June. It does feel as though the blending of the two households is going to be interesting. And
interesting. Okay, I love that word though.
Me too. and happily, you both seem to have a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Are both dogs fixed?
Yes, they're both girls, and they're both, but they're around each other constantly anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as a matter of fact, the reason we did this is because most of our friends say, why don't you guys just knock a door between the main wall since you're either you're always there or he's always at your place, so, you know. We just thought it just kind of makes more sense if we join forces, but.
I think that really sounds terrific. I really do. Please keep, make sure you each have your own space. And
that's
I don't care
why we were looking for a four-bedroom. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care if you share space from time to time, but make sure you have your own space as well, because you're both going to need to have a place that's your own that you can close the door and just, you know, bite a towel or something. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to be exciting. Keep a journal. It will make a funny book someday. I mean, you know, the times they demand that we be creative and all sorts of things. And, you know, I think that it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be disaster, but I think it's going to be very interesting. And how old are you and how old is he?
I just turned 50 and he's 66.
Oh,
and
you've got great senses of humor. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, I would have rolled over and died years ago if I didn't have a great sense of humor about my struggles. So.
Well, the universe has an amazing sense of humor, and it joyfully throws us into situations that we can either sit and just shake our heads at, or we can just go with the punches and have a good time. Have a good time. I think this is going to be really interesting. And I can't tell you if it's this one or not. I see you signing legal papers this month, so I think if it's not this one, that there will be one that comes up that will be perfect for you.
Okay.
Jen, what are you getting?
I'm getting you're going to have to change the carpets. I don't know. Have you seen this place at all?
No. Funny that you mentioned that, because we really wanted to get, from all the pictures that we've seen, we really wanted to get this house in particular, but they didn't allow pets. And we were going to, and we have to have pets. And so when we explained to them that, we were going to lay down a few months' rent ahead of time, and basically to say, hey, you know, look past that whole pet thing, you know, where our dogs are good dogs and whatnot. We just found out today that the last people that were in there, they had two dogs and the dogs completely ripped up all the carpeting. And so they had to completely, they retiled it, and no one has been in there since they did that. So it's 2,200 square feet of fresh tile, and so they said that they would allow the dogs with, you know, and I said, I'd pay a deposit. It's not like, you know, but maybe that's what you're picking up on, is they were hesitant at first.
Because they had to change the carpets, because they had to change the carpets.
Yeah, well, apparently they just did that last month, and so that's why it's all nice and fresh and new.
Okay, and I also get a great big sunny spot in one corner of the house. It's like, I'm going to back south. Is there wood grain in it or something?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Then it's the place I'm seeing. Back south. Yep. Yeah, you're going to be there. Or something very similar to it. And what was that?
I have two children who are disabled, and one of them is trying to keep the other one very quiet, and he just decided not to be. Because
that's
the only
cool.
time they want
that
to talk is when mom's on the
you.
Phone.
I love
yeah,
it.
So
love
I have one policing the other one right now.
Oh, good for you. What a great mom. That is wonderful. So that's no worries about it. Don't worry when you're talking to us about anything like that. Please, Catherine. that's what I get. And by all means, have, like Barbara said, I'm just going to reiterate that, have a place just for you, okay? And I get huge energy on that, because that is going to be your time for you just to sit and have a glass of wine just for you to chill and to be with you and your spirit and your soul and whatever, to say, yeah, I've got it, okay?
Okay. That was nice. That really resonated, Jen. Thank you. Not saying that what you said, Barbara, didn't, but that just what she said really touched me. So,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, that's why she's on the show.
There you go. Okay. And on to the next person in line who wants you. Thank you both very much, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Wow. It's going to be interesting.
How cool is that, huh?
That is really terrific. I think that's amazing. And I think you're going to have a great time. I really do.
I do, too. We all don't get a chance like that. And I think grasp it with both hands and just run on in, you know?
Just do it.
Jump in.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, that was Christina, wasn't that? No, that was... Okay.
Her name was Catherine, I believe.
Yeah, okay. It
began with a C.
Yeah, but so does the next one. This is Christina. Hi, Christina. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, blessings. Thank you. I'm doing wonderful. And you ladies sound amazing, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here. How can we help?
Thank you. I was wondering if you could pick up anything regarding my brother, and if he's okay.
Well, a delicate question. Is he still with us, or has he crossed over?
I don't know if he's crossed into the light or if he's hanging around, but he was definitely... not in the flesh, so to speak.
Okay, so forget all the terminology.
There's a backstory to it, so it sounds weird. So,
okay.
When did he die?
Thank you, Jen.
I don't beat around the bush. To me, someone is dead or alive. So when did he die?
In 08.
Thank you very much. And honestly, he's okay. Because as soon as you said brother and asked if he was okay, I knew he was. And I am so filled with emotion right now. It is unbelievable. He loved you very much. And he still does. And he's more than okay. He is great. I want you to know that. And yeah, he's in the light. We all go to the light. Wow.
This wasn't an accident, was it?
No. I'm thinking of possibly researching this and maybe putting a book together because it could. I know we are not the only family to go through something like this.
He was killed.
Yeah.
He was killed. Wow.
Yep.
And
it sounds sci-fi. There's so much to this that I need
no,
to. I feel like
killed.
I want to research it
he
just
came
to get
to
people
today.
Validation.
No, he came to me today. When I was outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. Wow. And most people that, I don't know how many people listen to me when I'm on Barbara's show or Chris's show. I only do two shows. And some of the people know, the listeners know. I look for people that have been gone missing. And
yeah.
I read pictures and whatever else, and I really don't like to go to the dark side because I really feel the emotions and whatever, and it really upsets me. So when I was outside doing my stuff today, this fellow came to me, and I knew there was something untoward going on because I don't like to do this. But I knew he'd been killed and murdered, and I knew there was, I'm going to say there was drugs involved.
Yep.
And, oh, gosh, this is terrible. Terrible stuff. He loved you very much. He didn't know this was going down, and it was not intentional on his part. Okay?
Okay.
He had absolutely no idea. None whatsoever. And he was caught in the middle of it. And, we don't have a lot of time here.
No, we
Anyhow,
have plenty of time. Go for it.
Okay, he got, do you know how he was killed?
I know he was yanked out of his body. And I don't, it's, I had to research walk-ins because his physical body is walking around. I haven't laid eyes on him since 08 because of what I witnessed. I witnessed whatever it was manifest and show itself to me through him, changing his eyes completely black, including the whites of his eyes, and it looked like somebody literally stepped into the body. And I saw him thinking he popped over for a visit a week prior and was in disbelief when he was not there, but he was happy. It looked like he won the lottery, and I wanted to know why he was so happy, and I ran to the door, and he was not there. And
no, because
it's so, just crazy stuff.
Yeah, when he died, when people die, as far as I know and what I've been shown, when they see the light, like they're ecstatic, right? It's because they've made it and they're surrounded by, it's just love. That's all I can tell you. It's this love that no one has ever, well, most of us don't experience. It is incredible. It's just the sheer knowing. And anyhow, what I'm feeling now, what he is showing me, is blunt head trauma. And so that is, you know, holy.
I was afraid to ask, but when I heard you guys say in the beginning, if there's something you really want to ask, I was just praying, please let the mediums be safe when they view this.
Yeah,
do you think
and
he is alive, or do you...
I saw a spirit, and what I saw in front of me manifest just was like out of a sci-fi. And all I kept doing was saying, I refuse to allow you to come into my house and attempt to destroy the love that's here. And I just screamed my husband's name over and over because he needed to witness what I was witnessing. And that was my awakening process.
Okay, well, I want to say something really, really, and hey, please hear me. Under no circumstances, investigate this.
Okay. I won't then. I will not, because I just tried not to think about it so for so many years, just not knowing and not wanting to attract anything.
I mean, I can tell you his spirit is on the other side. His spirit is fine.
Okay, and that's all I care about. We can discuss it in heaven when it's my turn to cross and when I'm safe or on the other side. But I'm feeling like maybe there's a reason I don't know for my own safety.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to investigate it is to open a can of worms that could do harm to you. And I wouldn't.
I won't
it.
Then. Yes, I'm. I will not do it. I won't even give it another thought. You don't have to tell me after what I witnessed. No, thank you. I just prefer to focus.
Okay, now, Christina, at 10 o'clock, you're home, right?
Uh-huh.
Christina Nelson is an amazing medium.
She's a friend
medium.
Of mine.
Oh, so you know her, because she's going to be on Chris's show tonight, and if you want to call in and talk to Christina, you can do that tonight.
Okay. She's going to support me tomorrow with another show that I'm doing. I stepped away for a year. I just really needed to process and just it was an awful lot for me to absorb. And I'll listen in. Is she on Curious?
Yeah, she's going to be on Curious Times.
Wonderful. Well, I'll make sure that I check the time right now because I'm in California, and
okay.
I think I know she is too, and I don't know if Curious Times is as well, but if it's 10
p.m.
this evening.
It's 10 p.m. Eastern, so that would be 7 p.m. Your time.
Wonderful. That's coming up pretty soon.
It's coming up.
I think what I'm going to do though is I'm going to leave it alone because. When I saw him, he was so happy. I'd never in life saw him so happy. And whenever I'm going through something, he used to sing a song to me and play it on the piano, and it comes on, and I know he's with me. I just only had that one visual one time, and it was pretty powerful.
Okay. No, this is something that you move on. This is...
Okay. I promise you will never hear me call up and ask a question about this. It's good to have the validation and the support, and I'm going to let that go and just move on and continue trying to shine my light as brightly as I can here and just grateful when I'm able
you.
To wake up.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good thing you're going back to your show because you have a good show. I've done your show.
You're amazing. I just got your book back because I lent it to somebody who really needed to read it and has gotten an awful lot from Whispers of Spiritual Wisdom. And you're an amazing writer. And I want to thank you for whatever it was that drew you to write this book in the way that you did because it is so needed and it's really helped a lot of people already, and myself included.
Oh. Well, thank you. That's so
You're
nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you
from my
so
heart
much.
To yours, Barbara.
Amen.
Really. I'm going to get choked up, but I just really appreciate it. I so appreciate it. It's so beautifully written, and it speaks to my soul.
Ah, thank you so much. Well, it talked to mine too. It was kind of, it was all channeled, so I take partial credit, but not full. And it was a touching experience, and it opened doors all over the place for me. I met so many amazing people because I had written it. So, and you were one of them. So, but aww, you know, move on in other and new directions. His spirit is okay.
And that's all I care about, is just knowing that he's okay, because he's such a beautiful soul.
Absolutely.
And your friend is right. I was once in that light, and it's exactly as she described. I don't know how to put words to ecstasy, bliss. I don't know how to. I can just gather a handful of memories that are special and say it's nothing compared to the amount of love I've experienced on Earth, whether it's with people or through loving animals, situations. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful celebration in my memory and perspective. So I'm going to move forward, and I want to thank you, Barbara, for your support and for your guest tonight, because doing these shows, oh, they really help people move forward with so much more clarity and support. And when you don't have that in your family support system due to different beliefs, thank you. It really truly is, your life will transform, and I just want to say thank you. And I don't know if people take the time to send a little email out, or I know we get busy, and I know that I'm guilty of it too, where I've listened to your show and thought, wow, thank you, Spirit, for letting me be here. And I go about my day. And I'm trying to say, hey, wait, I know how much work goes into these shows, and I couldn't imagine, you've done so many, the dedication, sweat and tears and commitment. And so I just want to say on behalf of everyone, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's we don't do it for the confirmation, but it sure is cool to have.
and the reason you do it brings me to tears and drops me to my knees. The amount of compassion and integrity, it's like God's peering out from behind everyone's eyes who are really trying to help their fellow human being, light being, whatever you want to name it, move forward with support. And, it's so needed. And I really do believe it's the links and the chain coming together that gives the chain the strength. And I know it's kind of a corny metaphor, but it really describes the process in my perspective perfectly. And it's beautiful to witness. And I'll stop talking now. Thank you, lovely ladies. Can I listen and hit mute and enjoy the duration of this beautiful show?
You absolutely can, and I'll hit mute too. So thanks for calling.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. I didn't recognize her because I know her as Tina.
I don't know her at all.
Well, she's cool. When my book came out, I don't know, however many years ago it was, she was one of the first ones that was very supportive of it. She did a show. She interviewed me. It was, she was very supportive of my book. And, it is a little book, but it's poetry and it's spiritual blurbs and vignettes. I call them vignettes. but it's really funny because they were put together actually randomly, a poem and a vignette, and they were literally randomly put together, and yet everybody who reads the book thinks that they were put together on purpose, that the poem came from the vignette or the vignette came from the poem. And, I stopped correcting people because it just, I wasn't going to convince them otherwise, but I got an amazing response, and especially from the Blog Talk Radio host, which blew me away. And because Patrick did the publishing of it, when I was ready to sort of, promote it, I sent out to anybody who followed my show or his show, and that was the paranormal people too. And a lot of the paranormal hosts responded and said, yeah, I'd love to have you on the show. I'd be happy to help you. And I sent them the books. And what I found fascinating was that from Patrick's side anyhow, 85% of them were men who did paranormal shows or sports shows, or and to a man, literally. They all read the book, and when I came on their shows to be interviewed, they not only had read the book, but they had questions, and they were insightful questions, and they all treated it with great respect, and it blew me away that they were that they cared enough to have read it and to have amazingly beautiful questions to ask me about the philosophy that went into creating it. So, Tina was one of those that responded, and she was one of the very first shows I did promoting the book, and she just has been a supporter for years and years and years. Yeah, it is years and years and years. I think the book came out in 2011, so, but we have to move on. We have Anne here. Hi, Anne. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine. I just wanted to ask, I'm a photographer who's recently moved back to my hometown and am trying to start a wedding and portrait business, but I'm applying to other places in the nation for jobs, too. And I just wondered if you have a sense of if my business is going to take off here or if you see me moving soon.
Well, actually, I do think it's going to take off, but I think that you have to be a little more creative with the stuff that you're doing. While the traditional stuff, you know, is always traditional and you know, good, it does feel that you know, having other venues that you work with will help to expand your portfolio, so to speak, like pets, like and I know pets are murder to work with. I know that, but you know, people who are pet people are crazy about their pets. So
yeah.
And now you're in, where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Okay. I keep seeing horses and dogs here. So I would look into the horse shows and the dog shows and get lists of those people that have champion dogs and whatever and you know, check out those venues as well. I mean, certainly the weddings and the portraits and stuff like that, absolutely, because that's the meat and potatoes. But at this point in time, you need to be very unique and do different things as well. I don't know why, but I'm seeing jewelry here too, and it's not because I'm a jewelry fanatic. I mean, I am, but that's not why I'm seeing jewelry. Yes, I think you're going to be successful. I think you're going to be very successful. The other thing that I would look into, and I know you're very traditional. I got that, but you have called a spiritual show. Look into aura photography. Now I know the stuff to do aura photography can be very expensive, but there's also infrared stuff that you might want to look into utilizing just to give you a different kind of twist on things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be very successful. I think that by the August time frame, from what I can see, you will have found as many as 5 new venues that you can add to your portfolio of areas of expertise.
Okay.
So, okay. And the other thing here that pops up, and it's those pop-up things that usually, you know, really are the things you really should pay most attention to, I see hot air balloons.
Huh.
Please don't tell me you're afraid of heights. Hot air balloons. I see hot air balloons, and I would you know, I would at the very least, I would find a hot air balloon and take a ride in one, and then I would you know, see if you can't get involved in some of the hot air balloon, I don't know what they call it, meetups or whatever. Most beautiful things you've ever seen are all of these balloons floating in the air, just floating, motionless. Jen, what are you getting?
It's funny. What I get is you have to focus a bit more and do some advertising. Advertising photography. So movies, videos, simple life, still life. What I get is Phoenix Rising. So what I get from that is like music, bands. So, you know, there's a lot of rock bands out there or grassroots bands. You understand what I mean by bands?
Yeah.
So go to the musical groups. Like,
okay.
Think outside the box. Because there's a whole bunch of young startup guys that are trying to start or maybe just restarting. And they're going to need some go-ahead. And you'd be perfect for that. And that's what I'm giving for you is this is like a rebirth. And you'll be perfect for that. They need someone to show them or to show others what they're about and what you're about. And this is a perfect venue. It's going to be a perfect fit to get going. I'm showing this huge pair of eyes that is just seeing the world through a new set of eyes. And you're the perfect person for that.
Okay. All right.
So you've got the skills, knowledge, ability. Like, get out there and do it. Like, this is just so great.
Okay.
And one other thing, too, it is absolutely a walk in the park to take still photos and make a documentary slideshow of your work and put it up on YouTube. And I would do that as well.
Okay.
Because I'm not an expert in this field, but yet when my husband passed away, I had to make a movie in order to put a recording that he had made up. It had to be a movie; it couldn't just be a recording. So I actually made the movie, and I used a program called I forget what the name of it was. There are a number of better programs, and I used Corral. Coral, but I would play with it in making video documentaries of the kinds of things that you could do. I would get them up locally as far as on the internet, and I would hit YouTube with them because people want to see your work, and sometimes just seeing a portfolio isn't as exciting as being able to say here's the link to my YouTube. That it has, and you can put music behind it, you can put voice behind it, you can put text over it, you can do lots of different things, and, get your work out there online. So, that, actually, I don't know how old you are, but there is a time in our life where technology gets beyond us, and if we don't catch up to it, then we're left in the dust. And I think you're in one of those places. And, then the torpedoes full speed ahead and don't let the technology scare you. It's not a weapon. It's a tool. And use it to put your stuff out there. Okay?
All right. So you see some success. You see success.
Oh, yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you very much.
I think also that you've become stuck in a rut and going in new directions and having to fit in with literally new cultures almost, it's going to be a very exciting awakening for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Keep us posted, Anne.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, I'm going to make an announcement from now on about, no, just give me a general, because we've had great questions here tonight.
We have.
And hasn't been one general. I haven't had to, wave my whip or anything. We've got Randy here. Hi, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Great. I have a simple question.
very direct.
Oh, sure.
I'm wondering if you see me and my husband purchasing a house. We've had a house before, but a house here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
In the future. Okay. It doesn't have to be tomorrow, but...
I do believe you will, but I'm not sure it'll be in Colorado.
Really? That's what I'm like thinking, but I can't see my niece moving. You're not the first person who's told me that. It's just weird. Where do you see me? If you tell me this other place, then I'll know you're right.
Oh, please. I suck at geography. Okay. In Colorado.
Why are you so upset?
Me?
Yeah.
Upset?
When Barbara said not in Colorado, you sounded really upset.
Oh, because you know what? We moved to Colorado. I love it here. And my kids are happy. We like it here. That's why. We just moved here 2 years ago, so I really don't feel like moving again, like to another state.
Well, you I didn't say this year. I just, you know, you asked if you would ever buy a house.
Right.
You know, and I really feel you will. I'm seeing Wyoming.
Wow. That's interesting.
Or New Mexico. I'm seeing those two places here. Jen, what do you get?
Well, I see not in the near future. I see it as a really positive situation. And what I'm getting is this anxiety and anxiousness, and that's why I asked Randy why she was upset, because I don't see it as a negative. I see it as a real positive. I find a lot of excitement for everybody. And,
really?
And
how old are your kids?
They are 10, almost 11. They're going into middle school, and they made a lot of friends. So...
I see, after they graduate high school, I see you moving.
Okay. Well, after I graduate high school, so that's a long time from now.
Yeah, and I see 13, 14.
Oh, you see 13, 14. You see when they're 13 or 14.
I see them
when they're... Okay, that's a little closer.
No, I see them when they're 13 and 14, and you're moving then. I don't see you moving anytime soon. I don't see
that's
you moving
okay.
out of state. Until later on. I've never been to Colorado. My husband has, and my oldest son has. I see you moving later on, definitely.
Do you know why we'd move? Is it like job related or...
The universe changes, darling.
I'm not seeing it necessarily job related as much as you and your husband find someplace else that you love as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. The universe changes us.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, right. Colorado it can get cold.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Florida. I don't think, no, I wouldn't put you in Florida at all. But, wow, I mean, I go with Jen. I think you may, I don't know where in Colorado you are, but I am seeing Aspen. You may move, you know, before the kids are out of high school, but I think when they're out of high school, that's when you and your husband look at each other and say, okay, so where can we dream next? And I just think that at that point in time, you'll pack up and you'll make a move. And, you know, not worry about job or security because you'll have that. But it does feel as though, you know, the two of you have a wonderful relationship. You can make anything work anywhere, but I think that there is excitement. I'm seeing great excitement about this big move.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for heaven's sakes, you know, put carpet down, paint the colors you want on the walls, and, you know, relax. Now, do you own where you are now?
No. I don't. That's the thing. We used to own our house in New York. I mean, now we're renting. I'm dreaming about buying another house, and now my husband's like, well, I don't know right now. He always puts it off. And so I feel like I get a little anxious that won't happen again.
Oh no, it'll happen.
It's gonna happen again.
Oh sure, it will happen at least twice more.
Twice
more. So, yeah.
Okay.
So okay, you know,
sounds
I would.
Good.
And you know something, when he's comfortable with it, it's the time to do it.
Okay.
So, you know, I would take the pressure off, because when he's comfortable, then everything will fall into place and it'll be fabulous.
He just wants to wait until we're like totally financially always like we're, because like before when we bought our other house, we had enough money. Now just, you know, some people, you know, you just put a down payment. You don't have to have the exact, I don't know how much money he wants us to have before we buy a house.
No, he is a very sensible man. Pay attention.
Okay. Okay.
You're the crazy wacko. He's not.
I'm getting the word pragmatic. Does that describe pragmatic?
What is I'm sorry. What is pragmatic? What does that mean?
It means methodical. Pragmatic is
that would describe him.
Yeah.
I mean,
very pragmatic.
Let's be honest. He has provided for you beautifully to this point in time.
Well, definitely.
Commonsensical, sensible,
yeah.
Down to earth, businesslike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely pay attention. I mean, you're the one that wants to, you know, you're the one that wants to have castles and fly on dragons and things like that, and he's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because
he's
I do believe that those things can happen.
I know,
after
but he's
experiencing like life. I know that life is not what it looks like. So I know that I dream about things, and I know miracles can happen.
And he is your anchor. Yeah, he is your anchor. He will not let you go off half-cocked. And everybody who has the kind of energy that you do has to have an anchor. Jen is like that. I'm like that. I mean, it's sort of like. What, rent? What, a mortgage payment? Yeah, maybe we'll have the money, maybe we won't. I'm not going to worry. Universe will supply. With your husband, you know it's going to be taken care of.
Okay.
And he is a
gem.
You
do love on unicorns.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, enjoy fantasy, but you know, he's going to keep you safe, and he's going to keep you taken care of, and he's going to make sure the bills are paid, and he's going to make sure that everyone is taken care of, and that's what you want.
Right. That's true. That is true.
I mean, go ahead and get frustrated. Yeah.
So
go
don't
ahead,
worry.
Go.
I'll just take it as it is.
That's
I'll just
it.
Know
Let
eventually we'll have a house that will
Let
be
it
ours.
Be.
Okay.
Let
All right.
It be.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. I can relate. I can totally
relate. I can too.
I mean, it's just, you know, I just, you know, it. You have to have an anchor. You have to have someone that pulls you back to earth and says, now, come on.
I wanted to be a lion tamer.
Did you really?
You know, you always want that, right? I want to be a lion tamer. I want to do pirouettes in the sun. And so says, no, you can't always do pirouettes in the sun.
No, that's true. But, I mean, come on. Look, you live in a magical place. You have a mountain to walk on. You have nature to commune with. I live on the north end of an amazing pond that when I'm mad at it, it's a swamp, but it's a, well, it's a little of both, actually, and, you know, it's sort of like, okay, we have our settings, and we have our sanctuaries, and we have trees, and we have fairies, and we have all sorts of magical stuff around us, and if it weren't for people who are practical, and my son's the practical one here, you know, my husband's have never, any of them, been practical, but my son is. And the last time that I moved, he said, pay cash for the house and I'll take care of the rest of the money, and you have your budget and stuff like that. And, you know, those moments that I've wanted to whack out and, you know, put another floor on the house and things like that, you know, he said things like, well, how are you going to pay for it? And then it was like, oh. <You know? laughs> Maybe it's not
Darn.
Such a good idea. Dang.
Darn.
You know? I thought it,
mean,
it's
just,
I
can't do that?
Yeah, I wanted to just blink it, you know, I wanted to be like Samantha and just blink it into, I thought it would be so cool to put literally a fourth floor on the house with a widow's walk so that it would get the house up high enough so that I could see the entire expanse of the pond and look over the hill next door to me and see the airport. I thought that would be just hot stuff.
How amazing.
It sure would have been. I mean, it would only have cost the value of the house, as it were, to put, you know, to double. I mean, it would have been totally irrational. But, you know, if I won the lottery, trust me, with an elevator. It has to have an elevator. I'm not climbing four flights of stairs. But it just, you know, and everyone who has that creative spiritual energy about them, you know, builds castles in the air and tries to live in them. And it takes someone who is an anchor and sensible to sort of pull us back down to earth. And, you know, I don't stay long, but, you know, it is a good idea to be there. We've got Brittany here. Hi, Brittany. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well, thank you.
How can we help tonight?
Calling because I'm planning a move at the end of the month, and I put in for a decent, okay place that I called. The landlord called me today and told me that she couldn't offer it to me because she can't wait until the end of the month to hold the apartment. And I wanted to know what I see around, like, my move and the whole apartment search situation.
Well, perfect as it probably was for you, I think there's something better coming. So, you know, lots of times when things like this happen, even though, you know, we've already mentally moved our furniture in and placed it, when the universe, you know, pulls it out from underneath us, it just means that there's a better place coming, so please don't be disappointed. I mean, there's no way you're going to be able to put the money together and everything and move in before the end of the month, is there?
Yes, I have the resources. But I figured that it was...
I've lost them.
Hello?
Jen, what are you getting?
I've lost her, sorry.
she had an apartment all lined up, and the person who was running it said she couldn't, it wouldn't be available to her. Was that it, Brittany? Or she couldn't offer it to you?
She couldn't hold it for 30 days. So basically she can't rent it to me.
Oh, but you're moving and you're looking for a place then at the end of June?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, you'll find a place. You're going to get something. I hear I hear and see this big set of drums and then the crash of cymbals, you know, when they hit the metal plate for drums. Bang. If Chris was on, she'd play her. that big metal thing, cymbals. And... that's going to be, you're going to be getting a big place, and it's going to be great. It's going to have shiny floors and lots of light in it. And it's going to suit you to a T. So, you're going to be moving closer to work, are you?
I don't know. Well, I guess you can say that. I'm not moving for work. I'm just moving because I want to be closer in the city.
Well, I get you're going to be within walking distance to work.
Wow.
So are you changing jobs to employment?
No. Do you see that happening?
Well, I do, so I don't know how soon that would be. I've been given the number 9, so it could be possibly September.
So and I'm seeing more money coming in, too. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
Yeah, this is exciting. Do you see how much the place is going to be so I can get an idea of what to look for? I don't even know.
You want an address, too?
Do you want poolside or ocean?
Well, did you ask?
I know it's within your price range.
Okay.
So whatever your price range is, it doesn't feel like it stretches. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure it's even as much as the place that you're not able to get now.
Oh, okay.
So it just feels like it's perfect. Now, the apartment that you're not getting, was that in an apartment building or in a house?
It was in an apartment building.
I'm seeing you in a house.
I am.
What are you
too.
Laughing at?
Because I was laughing because I could see that too, and I it's just funny because you asked the question.
Oh, okay.
That's funny because you asked the question just as I was seeing it, so that's just odd to me, but not really odd at all.
Oh, so you see me in someone's house?
Yeah, renting go ahead.
It's like someone's renovated a house into apartments. Do you understand that?
Yes.
It feels like it's an old one, too, because I get a feeling of time. I get a feeling of, you know, old. Of course, you know, I was going to say at my age, everything is old.
No, but I agree with you, Barbara. There's a timeliness about it. There's a vintage look almost, isn't there?
Yes, that's what I was getting. Brittany, what state are you in? Not confusion, but what state are you in?
In California.
Okay, I'm feeling, and Deb is the same thing, old Victorian house that has apartments on different floors. That's basically what I'm seeing as well. It feels Victorian.
Oh, she's in the chat room. There she is. Yes, that's what I'm seeing too. I don't look at the chat room very often. That's exactly it.
Wow. That sounds
so charming. Three of us have seen the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, the floors are all wood and they're old wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a fireplace here. And the room, the windows are high. They're tall windows. They're not your standard windows. They're tall windows. There's a feeling of antiquity here, and it's just amazing.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I can see a tall front window, and I can see your Christmas tree in the middle of it. It's beautiful.
Oh, that sounds so beautiful. Now, I'm in the creative arts industry, and you said you see more money coming. Do you see it via that vessel?
What vessel?
Through creative endeavors.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's where I see you. You know, you're in the creative field. Now, the job that you're in now doesn't seem that creative.
No.
But it feels as though you're doing the creative stuff on the side, and I would definitely continue to do that. You know, everybody needs a mundane job. I taught school for 25 years, and you need to have a steady employment so that you can be a whack job on the other stuff. And, you know. Oh, listen, I mean, having the stability of a steady job is wonderful, because that means that you can be crazy after hours and on weekends. And I totally did that. I mean, 8 years I spent on the weekends in the 14th century. And I was able to do that because I had the steady employment. So that's something you want to make sure that you maintain and continue. There is more money coming in than you anticipate by the time you get to November. So it feels to me that you're starting to generate money from other avenues as well as the I did, Jen, and my feet do not smell. I'm sorry.
So, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to eat peanut butter.
I'm muting.
So I am seeing more money coming in. It does feel that your creative stuff is going to take off in certain directions and directions that you haven't actually anticipated. There's a sense here of talents and crafts from past lives coming forward, so that you're weaving magic of sorts into everything that you do, which is really kind of fun.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you both. I really appreciate it. It really puts things in perspective for me.
I want to see a picture of this house when you find
it. I do, too, because so many of us have seen the same house.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Maybe we should go into relocation, you know, just, you know, tell people what it is they're looking for, because sometimes they have no idea.
I've got no idea.
Well, now when you move, are you going to build?
We've talked about it.
Yeah, well, do you have any ideas as to what you would build? I mean, log cabin or?
He does. I don't. Yes, we will. Okay. Someone says, yes, I am building. So I guess we are.
Yeah. I mean, now
he's
it feels
carpenter.
Like.
He's a what can I say?
I'm seeing log cabin, I got to tell you. Big log cabin. Not one of these prefab things, but big log cabin, and the smell of wood is just profoundly wonderful. So, I think it'll drive you crazy, but I think it's well, it, you know, it takes longer when you're doing your own, and you know, that's frustrating, and you want immediate. Now, and he's more of a perfectionist. So, and if you don't kill him, it's going to be fabulous.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, I didn't know you took your shoes off. That is so funny.
Well, you know, there were a number of people that, you know, Deb's feet are buzzing, and she has neuropathy. Walk with Spirit could feel their feet buzzing, too. So, and my feet were buzzing, so I took my shoes off. So, why? What were you feeling? Don't tell me you were smelling, you know, feet. Were you smelling feet?
I smell feet. That's why I was laughing, and it was just like really quickly, and I thought, wow, who just took their shoes off?
A bunch
and
of
I thought,
us did,
that's,
actually.
That's just so weird. And, you know, and I thought, well, I'm not going to interrupt, you know, because someone will just put, you know, oh, that was me because they know how I am. I didn't expect you to say anything. I should have known, Barbara. I should have known.
You should have known better, yeah.
I know, but that's so funny because I was walking with my husband up the mountain. We try and go twice a day, and I kept smelling Chinese food, and I thought, oh, that smells so good. And I said to him, can you not smell that? And he goes, no, I can't. And I go, come on, it's Chinese food. He goes, no, I can't. And I said, okay, then, whatever. You know, and I'm thinking, how can you not smell that? It smells so good. So then the next night we go, and I said, can't you smell that? And he goes, no, I can't. I'm like, come on. And so I'm telling my daughter, and she goes, Mom, you're so funny. Rachel and I had that last night, and Rachel had it the night before. And I went, oh, you're the one.
Well, I get whiffs of stuff every now and then, but not the bizarre stuff like you get. I mean, peanut butter.
Oh, don't
I mean, I will smell, you know, honeysuckle or roses, or I will get a waft of something. But a lot of times, I will smell bread baking, or especially if someone has a grandmother who was, you know, an Italian cook, I will smell the sauce cooking and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And, you know, I get immediately hungry. I have to admit, I am now so hungry for sesame chicken that it's unbelievable. So I'm gonna have to go out tomorrow and get some or something, because it just, you know, you suddenly have my mouth is watering, and it's too late. The place that delivers is closed at 10, so I won't make it. But there are times when I do get, you know, a scent, but not as profoundly as you do. I mean, you're amazing. Now, my mother came down the stairs. My mother didn't have the gift, but every now and then something popped out of her that was profound. And she was coming down the stairs one day, and she said, oh, my God, it smells like a funeral parlor. Somebody just died. And she was right. Somebody had just died. And it blew me. And she never came out with that again. It was sort of like, where did that come from, and how did you know? And she said, I don't know, it just smelled like it. But, you know, every now and then I will smell cigar smoke. When we lived in Westchester, I had a circular garden, and it was, we lived on a corner lot, and there were streetlights all around the house, so I could literally work all night because the streetlights lit the yard that well. And I had a dahlia garden there, and my grandfather during World War II had a dahlia garden, and he just loved it, and he always worked on it. And one night, it was probably at 2:30 in the morning, and there was a mist rising because, you know, the dew and everything, it was just perfect. There was a mist rising, and the dahlia garden was beautiful. And I smelled the cigar smoke, and my grandfather smoked cigars. And I went inside the house, and I woke my mother up. I said, you got to come outside. You've got to see this. You've got to feel this. And she did. And we were just standing there, and she said, okay, my feet are wet, and I'm cold, so what am I looking for? And I said, look over there, and across the dahlia garden, you could see cigar smoke starting, probably 5 feet off the ground and rising up. And we slowly walked around, and my mother said, my God, that's my father's cigar smell. And she said, I really feel him here. And I said, I do too. You think he'll weed? And, you know, it was, you know, and the cigar smoke went around the garden too, and we waited there, and it came all the way around. And this was a big, I think it was probably 15 feet across. And so the cigar smoke went all the way around the garden, and then it came and it hovered over her. And she just shut her eyes, and she said, I can feel him. And that was the only time she ever, you know, had a moment like that. But it was amazing. It was just amazing. And, you know, sometimes if someone has smoked, I will smell this, I will smell the smoke of either cigarettes or a cigar or something like mm-hmm. that. But never quite as profound as the things that you come up with, which, you know.
I don't know why. I don't question it anymore. It just is. I definitely see things, and the smell and the taste is, I don't know what part of my brain, you know, is triggered by it. Who cares really anymore? It just is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at this picture when you were talking about the dahlias. This friend that's, you know, gone on before, he had beautiful gardens like you're describing. And his wife smoked, and she was such a good friend of mine, and I loved her dearly, still do. And he had the most beautiful gardens, and Anne smoked. And but she wore a distinct perfume, and I've only smelt it once or twice, and I just think, ah, she's around. She's around. But,
well, you know, some people don't pay attention to those subtleties. And I think a lot of us, you know, a lot of people get that smell and don't connect it.
That's true. Yeah, no, my dad smoked a pipe, and mom and dad both smoked. And so we know when there's, like, a cigar or pipe tobacco, we know it's dad,
okay.
You know, or I'd sit outside at, we'd sit outside when he was burning wood, or he'd have a, you know, you go outside and burn garbage, whatever, and
yeah.
He'd have a beer, and I'd go out and sit with him, and that would be dad. It would, if I smell the smoke, that would be my dad coming in, always. And my brother is the same way. If he smells it, and his workshop where he works, his business, well, he'll say, "Dad's been here today," because his shop fills up with smoke, and he says, "Dad was here."
Oh, that's so cool.
You know? Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, so many people often will say, "Oh, that's just a coincidence," but there are no such things as coincidences. So do understand that when you get those fragrances wafting at you, they really do mean something, and it's important to pay attention. I just got a look at the time. Jen, you are so absolutely amazing, and I am so thrilled that you spend time with me twice a month on Mondays, and I can't thank you enough for what you add to the show and the quality of stuff that you give to the people that call in. You are spectacular.
Barbara, you make me blush. Thank you very much. I enjoy it so much.
It is so cool, isn't it?
It's so much fun.
Absolutely. And I want to thank the chat room, too, for everybody there and all of the information that they shared with people and all the callers that called in. And, you know, without the support of the chat room and the callers, I mean, you create a vortex of energy that Jen and I are able to tap into and bring information forward. And so without you guys, this wouldn't happen. But Jen, thanks again, and I look forward to being and working with you again. And we'll see you Thursday night on Chris's show.
We will, for sure. And thank you to everybody in the chat room and who called in, too. It's been great.
Absolutely. Take care now, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you on, let me see. Oh, tomorrow night I have Christina Nelson on, and then Wednesday night will be the regular Wednesday show. So catch me then. Good night now.